McClellan reached Grafton on June 23rd and spent the next 2 weeks supervising the deployment of his troops for the offensive, becoming an obsessive micromanager, convinced that little would be done correctly unless he personally saw to it. The next day, Pinkerton sent him a message, one of many updates, that he had a report, whose accuracy he was still trying to verify, that 2,000 rebels from eastern Virginia had arrived in the Kanawha Valley along with 200 cavalrymen. After his southern excursion, Pinkerton had struck out once more, checking roads that intersected the Kanawha Turnpike through the valley and hunting for Union loyalists. From his intelligence chief and other agents, McClellan had fairly detailed reports on the topography of the valley and the Confederate defenses running through it. But a more important spy mission into the valley began on June 27th, 4 days after McClellan reached Grafton. A Welshman carried it out. Price Lewis was the epitome of an English gentleman. Tall, manly, witty, debonair, a connoisseur of fine liquor and wine. The opposite of the short and dour Pinkerton. He had bushy side whiskers in the British style, dark brown eyes, and a deep resonant voice that was pleasant and invited people to like him. In private, however, Lewis was not easy for his family to live with. Generous and honest, but a stickler for the truth, though he became expert at lying as a spy. He was born in the small town of Newtown in North Wales in 1831, although he may never have known the exact date, the charming and intelligent son of a wool sorter, who died when he was 19. Lewis emigrated to the United States in New York City when he was 25, eventually marrying and having two children. Beginning in 1857, he sold books door to door in the Northeast for 2 years, and then moved to Chicago, where he worked as a grocery clerk. In the spring of 1860, he became interested in hunting for gold in the Pikes Peak region of the southwestern Nebraska and western Kansas territories, and was packing for his trip when a friend talked him into being interviewed by George Bangs with the Pinkerton Agency. Lewis laughed at the idea of becoming a detective, but Bangs saw potential in the Welshman and hired him.